Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Democrats lied. People died. Yeah, it's not funny. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy Thursday. The weekend is almost here. Well, we've got a college playoff game tonight. We'll dig into that a little bit. But your top story, Southern California wildfires going crazy. Look, when you see film footage of this, we're not talking about devastation like, oh, if you're going to live out in the woods, you got to deal with fires, dude. No, this is neighborhoods. I'm not that familiar with some of these areas, Pacific Palisades, for instance, but now I know they're regular neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Okay, subdivisions and where the larger streets run together, you've got businesses up and down the streets. These things are all done. They're toast. It really is crazy. And I, like probably many people, you know, you hear, oh, there's wildfires in California. It's like, yeah, what else is new? Yeah. And it's snowing in the, you know, in the mountains in Utah today, too. Come on. But then you look deeper at it, you go, no, wait a second. And what's going on here? What was that wildfire in Hawaii? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Mom said they couldn't do anything about that. And, turns out there was a water issue. What is it with Democrats and water? What is it? You know, they don't want to clean the underbrush, the fuel for the fires. They don't want to do that. And then they also don't want to provide you with water to be able to fight a fire?
Wow.
I don't know what superlatives, what terminology you can use. I mean, how many times could you use the term, you know, buffoonery or malfeasance or idiots? It's unbelievable. And Gavin Newsom, if we could pull him away for the Gavin! God loves Amir more than I do. All right, so if you can pull him away for a little bit. Oh, and then put him on TV. If he's not in the mirror, he's on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you got to love him because, well, he loves him, some Gavin Newsom. Anyway, he's on with Anderson Cooper.
Oh, there's a pair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the situation with the water, Anderson Cooper? Asked him, right? Okay. Obviously, in the Palisades, it ran out last night. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. They left because there was no water in the hydrant. No water in the hydrant.
That's not good.
Hydrant, by its very nature, has something to do with the word water.
hydration.
I do know that much.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I know that much Latin. That's it. Here's what Newsom said.
Uh-oh.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. Whoa. Local folks?
Wow.
Yeah, because the local folks are in charge of reservoirs and building dams and securing their water supply. You're right. Yeah. Joe Scaboli, the dog catcher, clearly is in charge of providing water for the neighborhood. How does he get away with this kind of garbage? And it's on and on and on. At every opportunity, at every chance, leadership in California, including Gavin Newsom, have made bad and wrong decisions at every opportunity. Donald Trump handed him a huge opportunity when Gavin Newsom was first becoming governor. Trump specifically told him about wildfires and water supply. Gave him a free heads up. And you know what? He ignored it. Gavin Newsom ignored the best advice in the world, and he's got blood on his hands. I'm sorry, he does. The local folks are trying to figure it out, he says to Anderson Cooper. When you have a system that is not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, are you talking about Hawaii? They're not dissimilar.
Hmm.
Hawaii doesn't have the Sierra Nevada mountain range and San Gabriel mountain range where snow melts and creates or can create huge reservoirs. Yeah, they don't have that in many parts of Hawaii. And what did Gavin Newsom do? I think he led the charge in tearing down dams and was damn proud of it, if you don't mind me saying. Tearing them down. Oh, yeah. We saved this little smelt. We saved this little critter, this little fish. Here we are once again, putting other things like the health of the planet, right, above people. Above people, the people that voted for you. I vote for you. You look out for me. Remember that? Remember how it used to be? You know? Yeah, we voted for you because we trust that you're going to lead us in the right direction. Unbelievable. So he goes on to say, Governor Newsom, when asked by Anderson Cooper, where's the water? What's the situation with the water? He goes on to say, well, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it's just a complete overwhelm of the system, those hydrants are typical. For two or three fires, maybe one fire, you have something at this scale. But again, that's going to be determined by the local authorities. What kind of double-speak political hackery is that? Really, that's the best you can do? He owns it, folks. He's the governor. He owns it. He had been warned. He hadn't even taken the oath of office, and he had been warned about things going on when it comes to California and wildfires. He was given a roadmap to success. Would there still be wildfires? Yes. Would there still be some level of devastation? Yes. But if you're clearing underbrush, taking away fuel, and you have a proper water supply with water pressure, you can do a lot to save homes and save lives. A lot. No, because of, I don't even know if you can call it a lack of priorities. It just is a complete disconnect. It's almost like they go into office thinking, you know, of all the decisions we make, let's make sure that we go out of our way to put people last. You know, kind of like self-loathing. Why do you want to be in office? Don't you want to be a leader? Don't you want to look out for the people? Don't you want to be proud of yourself at the end of the day and go, hey, look, I helped make this a better place than when I came here. Maybe in the back of their oddly scrambled minds, they somehow believe that to be true. I don't know how. Newsom further stated that water is being brought in from other areas and there are aerial assets up. Hey, Mr. Helicopter Pilot, can you get us some water and fly into 75-mile-an-hour winds? No, that probably wouldn't be safe. Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask. These people, I mean, I can't say anymore because it'll sound like a purge.
Yeah. Yeah.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and we have plenty more to talk about, including an awful snake bite to a local influencer and the harrowing details of the struggle he's gone through. Oh, and then there's L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Slimy Bass.
Yeah.
Where's that Slimy Bass? Karen Slimy Bass. It's all coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm.
Afternoons at 3.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have.
Sean Hannity.
To get rid of waste and fraud and abuse, as long as Republican lawmakers go along.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Hope you're staying warm. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And freeze warnings in effect until 9 a.m. for most of the area. Be aware of that. It is 6:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story nationwide is still the fires in California. And this tragedy could have been avoided. Could it be avoided 100%? No, probably not. But certainly the kind of damage and carnage that we are seeing could have been avoided. Water is a major factor, and they don't have enough of it. And that's by their own doing. While people continue to move in, they continue to empty out reservoirs, tear down dams. It makes, once again, no sense. Very frustrating. We'll be talking about that and, you know, personalized stories, anecdotal stories like James Woods, the actor who's also tends to be, well, he's one of the few conservative people out in the Hollywood area. And, man, he's got some stories to tell, too, about him and his neighbors and crazy stuff trying to deal with this. You know, he said there was a fire truck like across the street. Oh, yeah, we're leaving. Why are you leaving? There's no water in the fire hydrant. Now, if there was one hydrant, you got a problem.
Yeah.
When it's all the hydrants in so many square miles, yeah, that's more than a problem.
Wow.
But let's just put that on hold for now because we have some bigger concerns. It appears Girl Scouts, the cookies,
yep,
they're going to cut a couple of their flavors. They're going to cut. Yeah.
This is heresy.
This is crazy talk.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And the most important thing in the world is, and this is what I checked for. I did it for you and me because what's the best flavor? It's not. This is an easy question.
Wow.
Don't screw it up, Greg.
I don't know. I've got a few
Mom's
favorites.
Mom's listening. So
I'm not going to commit.
What's number one?
I'm not going to commit.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Because you probably don't like the number one most popular one that is the most awesome flavor ever invented in humankind.
And that
Thin
was?
Mints.
Oh, I love Thin Mints.
Thin Mints out of the freezer, ice cold milk.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. You're right.
Awesomeness. Awesome. I'm just going to take.
But they're safe, right? They are
as
safe.
As it turns out, they are. Yeah.
Okay,
you're good. Probably a Samoa guy, aren't you? Or are you a peanut butter patty guy?
I do like peanut butter.
I like peanut butter. I don't generally like peanut butter cookies, but the Girl Scout version?
It's yummy.
Yeah, I like it.
Again, with milk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Apparently, at the end of this season, it's not going to happen. You still get them.
So you're good for this year.
But you better buy yourself. I would buy a stand-up or a chest freezer.
Yes.
If I were you. If these are your flavors. Girl Scout s'mores and they're okay. I'm not biggest fan. They're okay. And then what's this toast? Yay! Wow. Huh. I'm not. I feel bad.
Maybe
is that like an expansion hockey team that I haven't heard of yet?
Maybe that's why
toast
it's going away.
Yay!
It's going away because nobody else knows either. Apparently.
Yeah, that could be part of the problem. But they said, "Don't worry, it's going to be exciting."
Ooh.
We routinely reevaluate our cookie lineup to make room for new inventions. Discontinuing Toast Yay and Girl Scout S'mores may lead to something new and delicious. Mm. Okay, let me help.
You have an idea?
I have the recipe.
What?
Yes. Okay. And I will give it to them, and all I want in exchange is a lifetime supply of Thin Mints. And my cookie, which is the chocolate chip oatmeal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
chocolate
awesome.
Chip and oatmeal.
Yes.
No raisins. No raisins.
I don't mind raisins, but maybe...
Maybe I just remember a joke my dad used to tell me. Yeah, I went in to local diner and said, yeah, how about a piece of that raisin pie? And a lady waved her hand over the piece of pie and said, oh, those aren't raisins. That's how my dad PTSD'd me into not liking raisins.
The flies.
That's funny. Isn't that gross?
That is bad.
But anyway, so yeah, I have an idea. Because they don't really have like a chocolate chip per se. And if you're going to do one, don't just do that. Do it with the oatmeal. Plus, it's healthier. Plus, you get like fiber in there. You get oats. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Well, horses will like it. So anyway, that to be, that's important.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if next year, when they debut one, it turns out to be exactly that? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Things have happened like that where I have said things kind of off the cuff, and it turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Whenever I say anything brilliant, it comes from the good Lord. If it's really kind of sad and silly, that's me.
And if it's,
that's your friend Bob.
And if it is good and successful, somebody steals it.
Well, that's true too.
There's that.
Yeah. Or if it's pretty good, it's probably something I stole from Greg. They told me off the air.
Could be.
I'm going to give too much credit. You know what I'm saying? We already have to use a shoehorn to get his head out of the studio.
I need larger headphones.
Larger headphones. All right. So top story: Southern California wildfires, and the reason why this needs to get the kind of exposure that it is going to get is not because of the death and destruction and all that, which, yes, is a huge part of it. But the larger conversation is, why don't, and I know I'm generalizing, but why don't lawmakers and, in general, Democrats, why do they never look out for the people first? Why do the people always come last? I don't want a bunch of little fishy to go extinct, but if it comes between that and preserving human life, sorry, call me a weirdo, but I want to preserve the human life. And isn't it the same Democrats, many of them, that don't seem to be all that concerned about preserving human life at its very beginnings?
Not so much, no.
Yeah.
The fish are more important.
Isn't it odd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill the babies, save the whales or the seals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What a mentality to live by.
Yes, yet they still have a large amount of power, especially in very, very many, most large U.S. cities.
Yeah. That are usually a real wreck.
Trump thanks Biden. Hey, thanks for leaving me with no water in the fire hydrants and no money in FEMA. That's pretty direct.
Yeah.
Yep. What about the Panama Canal? What about it? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming your way this morning. Freeze warnings in effect for most of the area until at least 9 a.m. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, which you can also get in podcast form. Wherever you normally download your podcast, click subscribe and you can get it. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's Thursday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Brr.
Oh,
brr.
Yeah.
Rubbing our hands together. Not together.
Well, he's rubbing his hands and I'm rubbing my hands. Separately, but together. So,
yeah. If you want to do it any other way, I mean, whatever.
Hey.
Whatever floats your
mind. Yeah. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Anyway.
Well, there might be.
Yeah. Let's just let that go for now. 6:37. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story is the fires in Southern California. But already, I've talked about it so much, I'm getting a little burned out.
Wow.
Huh?
Too soon?
Way too soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about something else that irritates you.
What's that?
The pardoning of Liz Cheney and Anthony Fauci. Yeah. These are called preemptive pardons. The idea being tossed around. President Joe Biden might give Liz Cheney and Anthony Fauci preemptive pardons. But wait. Hmm. Preemptive to what? What did they do wrong?
I thought they didn't do anything wrong. They thought.
Just ask them. They'll tell you. Because they would never lie.
Okay.
All right. Almost never. Receiving a preemptive pardon would indicate an admission of guilt, although some Democrats claim a preemptive pardon would only be intended to block President-elect Donald Trump from cleaning up Washington. You know what they'll say. If they don't get the preemptive pardon and the Trump administration does their due diligence and finds that these people have violated various laws, you know what the Democrats will start shouting?
What's that?
You're weaponizing the judicial branch. We'll go,
Wow.
It's interesting that you would recognize that now.
Well, they should be able to recognize it. They've seen it enough from their own party.
It's just interesting that they would only recognize it at that point.
Uh-huh.
The only difference is these people have done wrong, and Trump did not. Biden said he's considering preemptive pardons for several figures, but that includes Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney and former senior health official Dr. Anthony Fauci, who have been threatened with investigation and prosecution by incoming President Donald Trump. Liz Cheney, just kind of a sloppy, needy, ugly, hateful kind of a politician.
Yeah.
And it's somebody who definitely had an agenda in the January 6th committee and had no business being on that committee. And I know that she blocked all kinds of the release of information and video, et cetera, et cetera. But compared to Anthony Fauci and his connection with gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab and all that goes with that, I mean, you're talking about, if you were making a movie about an evil scientist and you wrote the script, producers wouldn't buy it. They go, yeah, we've seen some evil scientist ideas and scripts before, but this one is way over the top.
Except it's real.
Yeah.
Just that part.
I mean, think about the impact that he played a role in. I'm not saying he's like the guy, but he certainly had a pivotal role. And a lot that went on leading up to the gain of function, including the gain of function research, funding it through various sources, and he knew about it. He doesn't have any plausible deniability. And then what occurred afterward? All of those things. I mean, talk about somebody with blood on their hands. Worldwide. And the economic damage and suffering that was also done, loss of life, and we forget, I think, too often that there are people that work their entire lives to building a business, a restaurant, a something, and had really their lives and livelihood on the line. And when they were forced to close down in a haphazard way, you're selling liquor? Right on. Church? What? Get out of here. Small store, hardware store, mom and pop? Closed. Big box store? It's safe in there. COVID doesn't like the big box stores. You didn't know that?
Wow.
I mean, think about all the, and you can't even call it, I don't know, buffoonery. This guy's a man of science. He knew what was going on. So, yeah. Liz Cheney, I don't know. she has to live with herself. Yeah, I mean, her penalty is going to be nobody will ever take her seriously. Well, people that matter anyway.
Yeah.
But with Fauci, on the other hand, I mean, there's some real evil going on there, or has been. That's, think about how pumped up and like he was. He was like some sort of serpent that had been empowered, and he wanted to be on the cover of magazines and posing out by the pool. And I mean, talk about somebody that made a deal with the devil. The devil goes, all this can be yours.
Once he found that
little Anthony.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all this can be yours.
Yes.
Yeah. How do I get it? Talk about small man complex taken to the nth degree.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then who is it? Hannah Knudsen. Breitbart. Op-ed piece about the possibility of a preemptive pardon of Dr. Anthony Fauci, specifically, largely the face of the made-up social distancing rule, extending masking, sometimes double masking, and vaccine mandates during the coronavirus pandemic would incriminate everyone if it were accepted. Andrew Huff, author of Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History, told Breitbart on Saturday, at best, Fauci is guilty of 25 million counts of negligent criminal homicide.
Wow.
So they knew that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was a leaky lab, but they allowed the research to go on. They illegally exported the technology. They didn't have the proper safety controls in place from a risk management perspective on the United States side, and with the contractors involved with the research. All of this is illegal. Explaining that if someone accepts a presidential pardon, it is essentially an admission of guilt of the crimes. So in U.S. law, if the president issues a pardon to someone and the person accepts the pardon, it's an admission of guilt of the crimes. And if you look at all the individuals involved with a cover-up, the export of the technology, this is a violation of the RICO Act. Yeah, which they use to go after organized crime. Wow. So you hear that, you know that in your heart of hearts, but what else do we know? What else do we know that'll come right on the heels of that? Jack squat. That's what'll be done. Jack frickin' squat.
Just like every other time. Yep.
Well, you know, we talked to Congresswoman Kat Kamick the other day, and she said the American people, they want people punished when they do wrong. They the powerful.
Yeah.
They're sick and tired of seeing what they've been seeing, experiencing what they're experiencing. And if you didn't catch the interview yesterday, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you download the podcast, including Audacy, AUDACY. Just click on subscribe. A lot more to talk about, including this frigid weather we're experiencing as freeze warnings are in effect in the area until approximately 9 a.m. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
Afternoons at 3.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have.
Sean Hannity.
To get rid of waste and fraud and abuse, as long as Republican lawmakers go along.
On 97.3, The Sky.
There's only two garlands that I trust.
Yeah.
One's the stuff you throw on the Christmas tree,
yeah,
and the other one's named Judy.
I like
After
that.
That, all bets are off.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm referring to that bozo of a human being, General... the Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Man.
Merrick. Yeah. Not short for America, for sure.
Oh, no.
No.
Anti-America.
Yeah. The Justice Department said yesterday in a court filing that the Attorney General Garland intends to release Special Counsel Jack Smith's report, or at least a part of it, right, on the alleged felony criminal conspiracy by President-elect Donald Trump to overturn the 2020 election. Yeah. He's going to overturn it. He didn't have the same machine that could create 18.9 million votes out of nowhere.
Well, and apparently they used it once and then lost it.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I don't know.
All those people, where'd they go?
I don't know. Aliens.
Oh. Illegal aliens or
No.
From Mars.
Those aliens.
They're out there, and they vote, and they create chemtrails. Oh!
Oh, no.
Reminds me of another story. Let me take my trip trail. Da, da, da.
Where are we going?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. Saved it.
Okay.
You know, there's only so many tabs.
Oh, I know.
412 tabs open because I don't have the monitors. I'd like to have a few more monitors here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm just going to bring them in. I probably have 10 monitors at home.
Where are you going to put them?
Block your face for radio, for one thing. No, it's true. This is not really set up in a... the way it could have been.
So what's fine?
But when they redid the studio, remember, they sat down with Bob, what do you want? How do you want it done?
And then did the opposite? No, they didn't.
Of course they didn't.
They didn't do that.
Not the user. What's that? You know, the guy that will be using it every day and, well, been here 23 years now, but let's not invest too much in the guy.
We're just not sure he's going to stick around.
Yeah, right. This whole talk thing could be a fad. You never know. Polka music is right around the corner, people.
Oh, no.
All right. Sorry. Stay focused.
Yeah.
Americans alarmed by chemical fog spreading across the U.S.
Chemical fog.
Well, okay. Actually, the story comes out of Florida. And, of course, it's... not a Florida or even U.S. news organization to really talk about it, as we've seen as of late. The Daily Mail from the U.K.
They get it first a lot of times.
Now, this story is dated a little bit. It came out right after the new year. But, you know, there's been a few things that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
New year, new conspiracy theories. Parts of the U.S. has been blanketed by a mysterious fog, sparking concerns from locals who claim it has a chemical smell and exposure can result in flu-like symptoms. Hmm. A Florida resident told the Daily Mail that they felt sick after being outside in the fog for just 10 minutes. Within an hour, I kept sneezing over and over. About 3 hours, my eyes were really puffy, according to this unnamed Floridian. I got very warm, and I felt I had a fever, and my stomach was cramping. The Daily Mail reports that the occurrences have eerie echoes of Operation Sea Spray. It was not a neutering operation. Well, not on cats, anyway. It was a secret biological warfare experiment conducted by the U.S. Navy back in 1950. At that time, they took a couple of, like, bacterias and other things that are too hard to pronounce, and they were sprayed over the San Francisco Bay Area to determine how vulnerable a large American city might be to a bioweapon attack.
In 1950?
Yes.
Okay.
At least one American was killed. 10 others were seriously sickened. Can you believe our government would do that kind of mass experiment on innocent U.S. civilians without the obvious authority to do it.
70 Shocker. Years ago. 70
All the
years
way back
ago
in 19,
they're doing that.
Back when we actually had a level of trust for government.
That was kind of my thought there.
Undeserved, obviously, now looking back. Yeah, so what have we learned through all these years? Nothing.
Don't trust.
Conspiracy theories have run rampant on social media. People in multiple states have reported a similar phenomenon, which comes after drone sightings in some areas of the country. Now, I kind of joked, and when I joke of these things, sometimes there is some, there might actually be some truth in it. And what it was I said, oh, I found out what all the drones are doing. They're up there destroying the chemtrails.
Right.
You know, destroying evidence or whatever, or cleaning up. Maybe they're the good guys.
Right.
But actually, maybe the drones do have something to do with this quote-unquote fogging, and I said, what if there was chemical or bio-warfare taking place? And what if it was by somebody that the Chinese or Iranians were backing? Could you trust the Biden administration to stop it? They might have even given it their blessing. I mean, look, the guy took millions and millions from the Chinese. Well, he didn't. That's right. It went into that Penn Center Biden center thing, but literally millions of dollars. Anyway, I don't want it. So, yeah, we're going to speculate in the absence of facts. And did anybody come up? What were the drones? What are the drones?
We don't know yet.
Now, isn't that bizarre?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because somebody knows.
So let me ask you this. So when the Navy did this thing in San Francisco in 1950, and people speculate, hey, why are people getting sick? What's going on here? Has something been kind of sprayed on us? There's a lot of people getting sick. They would have said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Come on, man.
The government doesn't do stuff like that.
The government doesn't do that.
We the people, you know.
Footage online shows a flurry of particles floating within the fog, sparking fears that it is no ordinary weather event, but rather some sort of bioweapon, users alleged. Mm. Described as a thick, lingering blanket, the fog has left people sick, many experiencing sudden cold or flu-like symptoms after only brief exposure. Somebody on X explained the so-called chemical fogs dubbed FogVid 24 instead of COVID.
Okay.
FogVid 24. Some victims have also reported an unexplained loss of energy, you know, getting lethargic. So a strange smells reported and all that. Didn't we have the whole strange smell thing here in the Gainesville area recently?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it may be completely unrelated. Somebody said somebody had a massive amount of fertilizer delivered, and it could be a result of that. Yeah, it could be. Or is that like a convenient excuse? Remember, everything in the sky that they couldn't identify, what did they call it? They used the old, it's a weather balloon. Yeah. Trying to make balloon animals out of us. More to come. 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump's election win.
Trending stories.
Severe winter weather gripping much of the nation.
And why they matter.
We're not going to be below freezing in the state of Florida for weeks at a time that would set back agriculture.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole goddamn life.
The Panama Canal is vital.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.